enjoy another Deadly Desiree ASMR roleplay video, be sure to check out my socials. I also stream on Twitch almost every day, 6 p.m. EST. We do ASMR streams, gaming, just chatting, and everything in between. Stop by sometime. Enjoy the video.
Hello? Hello? Why is it so dark in here? Hey, you in there? If you are, I'm opening the door in 3 seconds, so make sure you're decent, okay? 3, 2, 1. Oh, okay, you are in here, good. Sorry if you were sleeping or something, but it's really unusual for it to be this quiet in here on a weekend, and you're usually up talking to your friends or something, so I want to make sure you know you were alive, I guess, and, you know, nothing happened, like in that movie we just watched last weekend. Yeah, the one with the break-in and that spooky-ass killer in the... Hey, are you okay? Are you crying? Hey, what's wrong? This isn't something I don't think I've ever heard you do that. I mean, let alone seen a tear roll down your cheek before. Nothing. Sure doesn't sound like nothing. Sure sounds like a lot of something. A lot of painful, really overwhelming something. Look, I don't know what's got you so messed up right now, but... You know you can talk to me, right? It doesn't seem fine, and I am worried, okay? I've never seen you like this, and I mean, I'll be honest, I don't like it. Who or... What's got you hurting like this? I know you aren't one to talk about your feelings all that often, and normally I'd be okay with that. I mean, there have been plenty of times where you made some offhanded comment and I tried to press you on it, but I mean, you just brush it off as a joke, and it's just who you are, you know, but... I mean, plenty of guys out there are just like you. And you've been taught that you shouldn't talk about your emotions to others, or maybe you were hurt by someone you let in. Or maybe you always felt like those you talked to didn't really care about what you had to say. Or maybe you simply never thought you were allowed to feel those feelings of sadness and grief as a man. Ugh, toxic masculinity, be fucking damned. I mean, yeah, true enough. They are your feelings. And you're the only one who can process them in the end. I can't do that for you, just like you can't process my emotions when I let them out to you, but... That doesn't mean that all those little rant sessions that we've had didn't help me figure out what I needed, you know? Look, I know I can't make you talk to me, but it would mean a lot to me if you would let me in. Even just a little. We've been roommates for over a year now, and you've sat through so much of my ranting and raving and... Sometimes I feel like I need to start getting you a little thank you card or something after each session. How much of your time it must be taking up. I'm joking. I just really want to properly thank you. I can just wait here for a little bit until you're ready. if that's what you want. Or would you rather I go and wait out on the couch? I can step out for a moment if you need to breathe a little and catch your thoughts. Don't go? Okay, okay. I won't go anywhere. How about I come sit down next to you? Would you like that? Okay, good. I'm just gonna be right here when you need me, okay? Take all the time you need. We've got all night. Bex and I left the party early. The whole thing was completely blown from the start. I mean, most everyone was already wasted by the time we got there. And those that weren't were just some frat douches looking to score. I figured I'd probably have way more fun hanging out here with you than, you know, spending any more time getting hit on by those Phi Beta Kappa jerks. God, you know, the nerve of this one guy in particular who came up to me, I can't even believe the gall that some of these people have these days. Like, you get born with some good genetics, you know, and hit the gym, and then all of a sudden you think you're God's last gift to the world. And, like, I'm sorry. This was supposed to be about you, and there I go, popping off some random story from the party. Even if you say it's okay, I'm still going to apologize. What? I mean, I don't dislike guys with muscles, but I mean, they aren't everything, you know? Like, muscles don't listen to my problems. Muscles don't make me laugh. I mean, they literally do because of, like, contractions and physiological response, like, between the diaphragm and... Sorry. Regardless, muscle guys might be nice to look at every now and then, but there's so much more to a guy than how built he is. Like, too many guys get caught up in this idea that as long as they have an impressive set of abs and some decent biceps, they can score any girl they want. Yeah, not true. Not everyone is chasing after some gym bro. Who's looking for someone who takes care of themselves? I mean, yeah, sure. Going to the gym is a good way to show that you take care of yourself physically. There's so much more involved in taking care of yourself than being able to bench press 305. Like what? Like being in touch with your emotions and being able to cry over them. I know that breaking down in the middle of the night may not seem like a good thing, but it means you can still feel hurt. You can feel your emotions. We haven't become numb to the world around you. I mean, if you stopped caring and stopped crying and stopped feeling, that would mean you've given up on yourself. If tears can roll down your cheeks, I mean, hey, congratulations, you're still alive. It means you still believe in a dream or a goal or an idea so strongly, so passionately, that it makes you double over and suffer because of it. I know that might sound awful, but that's just what being alive is about. Pulling that hurt, that pain, that suffering inwards and rebuilding it into something beautiful. It's what it means to be human. And I can tell you've been suffering for a long, long time. It shows in your face. You try to keep it hardened up around strangers out of fear of the unknown, that there's this immense warmth underneath, ready to break through when you think you can bring a little bit of joy into someone else's life. You're always the first person with the jokes that make the whole room burst out laughing. I wasn't funny, not funny guys, you know. You always try to downplay compliments people give you whenever you help out. Oh, it's nothing at all, you'll say, but I mean, I can see that little fire of pride in your eyes.
You want to accept the love and kindness around you, but you're so afraid to be seen.
Afraid of being hurt.
I see it when you're around me all the time.
It's one of the reasons I've been
really glad I picked you as my roommate.
You're easy to talk to, you're a great listener, and you always know just what to say when I need it the most.
You've been such a great roommate and,
no,
a great friend to me over this last year, and it has meant the world to me to have you be there for me like you've been.
Of course, you can always be honest with me. Hey,
look at me. Don't go quiet on me now. I told you, you can talk to me about anything.
Because of me?
What do you mean, because of me? Hey, it's all right. Oh, shh. Shh, 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 shh. Hey. Just breathe for a second, okay? You're free to cry as much as you need, but if there's something going on between us, I just want to know what's going on. The last thing I want in this world is to be causing you more pain. If you feel that way, if you're... You've always been such a good boy to me.
Yes.
I meant that. You've always been such a good boy to me. Every shitty day, every problem I come home with, you're more than ready to walk straight through that door and help me out in any way you can. You're always such a help around the house whenever something needs done, and you've always got this goofy-ass smile on your face when I ask you to do something for me.
At first, I chalked it up to you just wanting to help out your roomie, you know, to build up the vibes, but I mean, as time went on and we spent more time together on that couch,
I couldn't stop myself from thinking that maybe it was a bit more than just some roommates looking to waste time together. I think I might have an idea what those feelings you are having. Are they more like you want to? How do you...
I mean, I didn't misread, did I?
No? Oh, good. Then, I can tell you, I've thought about what your lips would feel like pressed against mine. And it was everything I thought it would be.
Well, the tears weren't part of it, but it's not a problem. Can I get you a tissue to dry up your face a little? I'll be right back.
All right, let me just... Okay. There. Much better. You've got such an adorable face, and you've been such an important part of my life for the better part of us knowing each other.
I've rolled the idea around in my head, confessing to you. You know, I just told myself that I shouldn't because it would be a bad idea, but
I'm
I'm guessing by that touch on my thigh, you don't mind. Right? But what? Oh god, did I make it weird? Did I read it all wrong? You're what? Hey, it's okay. It's all okay. I don't care about your body in that way. I don't care if you're shorter than me. I don't care if you aren't some jacked up muscle guy. Didn't I just say earlier that not everyone is looking for a big gym bro? I want someone who has values, and values me as a person and doesn't just see me as a future tally mark on their body count. What I want is a good boy. And that's exactly what you are. You are a sweet, innocent, good boy. And you can pretend you aren't all that you want, but I can see it in the way you act. When you think no one's watching. Good boys like you deserve to be treated the way you treat others. We've gone on for a while without any of that, haven't you? May I try to make up for lost time? How? Just stop me if you disagree, okay? First. A forehead kiss. It's the number one reward for being a good boy. Recognition for your actions and words in the form of gentle physical appreciation. Second. A kiss on your lips. Good boys who go above and beyond get one of these. And you've gone beyond more times than I can count. And if you'd like, I want to give back to you all the kisses you've missed out on. Good boys always have the softest lips, and you are the goodest boy there is. Always there for me. Always taking care of me. And I've left you alone during all of that. I'm sorry, my good boy. I hope this can make up for that. Would you like me to make up for that? Yeah? All right. Let me just swing myself up onto the bed here and slide in next to you. There. Hi. I'm so glad to see you smiling again. You have the cutest little smile. Perfect for the cutest good boy there is. Now that I've got you right where I want you, with nowhere for you to go, I'm going to run my hands all over this adorable body of yours to show you that there's nothing wrong with it. And I'll start up here on your cheek and gently run my hand down to your chin so I can tilt your face up for some more
Have this. And then I'll run it down your neck. Feel my nails as they drag down your neck and up your shoulder. You got goosebumps from that? Well, I take it you like that feeling then, huh? My cutie. From now on, that's the only whimpering I want to hear out of you. Is that clear? If you ever feel like you're going to end up like the way I found you, I want you to come find me. Call me. Text me. Whatever it is. And I'll be there. Promise me you'll do that. Promise me, and I'll keep going. That's my good boy. From your shoulder, I'm going to go across your back and down to your waist so I can pull you even closer to me. What's going on down here? What is this pressed up against me? Shh, 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 shh. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like I've been saying, good boys should get rewarded for all that they do, and I still say there's so much catching up I have to do. I think fucking you might just be a good start. What do you think? Oh my god, I'm sorry. That was a little aggressive of me. I completely forgot you've never done that before. But when I saw your flushed face with those adorable little gas coming out of you, something took over. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. My dear, sweet, good boy, would you allow me the honor of taking your virginity? I'll walk you through the whole thing. I do not want to force you. You want to? What? You have to say it. What do you want? Oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. Let me say, though, since I will be giving you instructions, I need you to pay attention and do everything that I tell you to. Is that clear? You can stop me at any time if something makes you uncomfortable or if anything gets too overwhelming. Is that clear? Wonderful. Then, we can start with getting those clothes off your body. How about your top to start? My darling, I want this experience to be perfect for you, so if you would rather leave your shirt on, I'm not going to say no. We can work on getting you more comfortable with that in the future, because I want to be able to drink all of you in someday. No worries, baby boy. You don't mind if I take my shirt off, right? Perfect. I'm going to hop out of the bed for a moment so I can strip down. Okay? During that time, I need you to do two things for me. Keep your eyes on me and keep yourself hard. I want you to gently play with yourself while you watch me. I'm sure you're familiar with what to do down there. No.
No. You leave your sweatpants pulled up. Slide your hand under the waistband and stroke yourself inside them. There's plenty of room in there for you to do that. I'll be over there to get them out soon enough. For now, wrap your hand around the head and slowly slide your hand up and down. Just like that. Good. Now, eyes on me. Do you like this outfit I wore tonight? You should. It's the one you helped me pick out a month ago. Cheap, ripped shorts and this thrifted crop shirt. Nothing special about it at all, but I still remember the way that you were looking at me when I first put it on. The way that your eyes were running up and down my body, devouring every inch of me. The way your gaze made me feel such a simple outfit was incredible. Bet you think I didn't notice that. You want to know something? I got off that same night to the thought of you ripping me out of those clothes. What's wrong? You stopped touching yourself. Did the image of me coming my brains out in the next room almost push you over the edge? Don't come just yet. Come on. Keep stroking. Slowly. Slowly now. As long as your hand keeps moving, my clothes will keep coming off. Good boy. For that, the top comes off. You almost look a little disappointed. Were you hoping I wasn't wearing a bra? Were you hoping to see my tits on full display for you? Not yet, my sweet boy. Layers, darling, layers. Next. The pants. And, God, they'll be a little tricky to get pulled off of this big ass of mine. This ass that you've been sneaking glances at any chance you get. Oh, yeah, I've seen those too. Listen, I didn't ask to be born with such a perfect ass, but I'm not complaining either, and I don't think you are either. Let me turn around while I pull these off so you can see every single inch that gets exposed. Since I won't be able to keep my eye on you, you better not stop stroking while I do this. Not that I expect my good boy to disobey me. Ready? I'll just slip my thumbs through the loops here. Tug them down. Oh, so slowly. Watch them just peel down my cheeks. Pull so taut against them. Can you see the top of my panties? Oh, of course, a black-colored thong wrapped around my peach. Another inch, and I'd say I'm halfway out. Do you like what you see? Is this
perfect, juicy ass as delectable as you thought it would be. Oh, if you could, I bet you'd love to run your tongue across every last bit. down my pants, go a little more, and now my whole ass is out. If I tug upwards on the waistband a little bit, it really makes it pop, doesn't it? Bouncy, bouncy, bounce, 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 bounce. Now I gotta take these all the way off. I need to bend all the way over until I'm practically touching my toes. If you look close enough when I do, you might just see a little something extra. Those thong strings don't do much for coverage back there, you know. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Did you see it? Did you see my tight asshole staring back at you? We won't be doing anything with that tonight, but maybe down the road. Dirty boy. You stop stroking again. Is the thought of anal that enticing to you? I guess even good virgin boys like you want to get kinky. Don't go back to stroking just yet. Let's get back to the matter at hand now, because I'm here in only my underwear. A black colored matching set. My cute black thong and this lacy bra are all that are stopping your eyes from taking me completely in. And I want to change that as quickly as I can. Since your hands are on your cock, I think I'd like to use them for something. I want you to help me take off my bra.
Oh, it's easy. Trust me. I'm going to sit down on the edge of the bed, here, facing away from you. So, to take it off, all you need to do is pinch both bands on the sides, here. Between your thumb and pointer finger, and then push them together. It's just a simple hook clasp, so the right movement should open right up. Go on, give it a try. Yep, grab them just like that. Now, push your hands together. Oh, you got one of the hooks undone. Come on, one more. Such a fast learner. Would you like to touch them? Of course you would. But no looking just yet. Crawl up behind me and wrap your hands around my chest. Come on, don't be shy now. I want you to feel your chest pressed against mine. I can feel your breath on my neck. Oh, and it's so delicious. Now let's throw this bra off to the side, and I want your hands to take its place. Cup my breasts in your hand, and softly run your hands on them. You can give them a little squeeze if you'd like. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Yes. Oh, trace your fingers around my nipples. Can you feel them getting harder? Oh, that's all you, my sweet good boy. Oh, pinch them. Oh, I'm sure they need them between your fingers. Oh. I'm
Just like that, yeah.
Oh, good work. Oh.
Oh, you're doing so well, baby boy. I don't want you to stop, but there's so much more for us to get to.
Oh. Since you did so well with my bra, I think I can trust you with taking off my thong as well.
No, there's no fancy clasps or hooks or anything tricky, no. Just a simple tug, and they'll be down around my ankles, and I'll be completely naked.
I'm going to stand up, and I want you to come sit right where I was.
Now, close your eyes.
Yes, close them. Now,
this is just perfect. I know you can't see it, but with your height, you are at the perfect height for me too. Well, you'll find out in just a few minutes.
Lean your head forward just a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there.
Spread your legs so I can move between them.
In just a second, there's going to be a new scent in your nose. I want you to breathe it in, and if it's not too much for you, feel free to push yourself into it.
Ready?
Go ahead and breathe in. Wow. Oh, you really seem to be into that. Not everyone likes the smell of pussy, but I mean, you seem to be particularly ravenous for it. Lean as far forward as you want. You can lean in until your nose finds my pussy and rub it in like a good little doggy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my good little boy. Oh, your face is perfect for me to grind against. Oh, do you like it? Yeah. Oh, do you like the aroma? It pervades every corner of your mind when you're pressed against it like this. Do you like that little sticky wet patch I'm leaving on you?
Oh, because I love it.
Oh, I love seeing you like this. Oh, yeah, you want to watch it? Yeah? You want to look at this beautiful smile? Roommates. You know what? Fuck it. Girlfriend of yours grinding on you. Perfect tits out and her head thrown back in pure ecstasy. And your virgin face buried in her soaked fucking pussy. Wait. Why'd you stop? Oh, fuck. I did say that, didn't I? I mean, it seems so weird to talk about this all now at times, but when, you know, my pussy inches away from your face, but I mean, you don't mind if I call myself that, do you? Obviously, I want you. I want you so fucking bad right now. I've wanted you so bad for months now, and I don't get your cock in me soon, I'm going to lose it. Sorry, I don't mean to... I don't mean to be this hungry with you, but I mean, I've meant everything I've said to you tonight, and I want nothing more than to be yours in every way that I can. Do you want me?
Would you deny me? Yes. Oh, perfect. Oh, fuck the teasing. Open your eyes. Oh, God, you're such a perfect boy for me. You sat there with your eyes closed through all of that? Oh. Oh, get these fucking panties off me now. Please. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need your cock like it's fucking oxygen. Lay back. Let me get these useless sweatpants off you. How have they been keeping me from this? Oh, my fucking God. Oh, this beautiful, wondrous cock this whole time. Ooh, I'm going to jerk it off. Since you won't be in control anymore, I need you to do everything you can to hold it in, all right? No coming without me saying so. Is that clear? I know it won't be easy, but my sweet good boy would never let me down, right? What do you want, good boy? You want me to suck you off a little? Do you want me to wrap my lips around your head and take you down my throat? Yeah. You won't come, right? You did so well during that little tease. There's no way you wouldn't save that C for my cunt. Don't let me down now, good boy. With how much you are jacking off over here, you should have a good amount of stamina on this thing, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you think I didn't notice how fast that trash can next to your computer filled up with tissues when I'd come over to visit? I mean, you're only sick, like, what, once a year? And I don't see any allergy meds in here either, so what else could you be using them for, you dirty fucking boy? Do you jack it off to the thought of fucking me? I bet you do. I bet you fell out dozens of times over the thought of what we're actually finally doing. So much wasted cum. So much that could have been spilled inside me. Speaking of, I think it's time. Are you ready, my good boy? Are you ready to give your virginity over to me? I'll set myself right over the tip here. Press it against me. One little shove is all it's going to take, and you'll be inside me. Do you feel how soaking wet both of us are? There shouldn't be a single problem with it going all the way in. Are you ready? 3, 2. What's wrong? You're scared? Scared of what? Of me? I... I'm so sorry, I... Oh my god, I can see it in your eyes. You're actually scared of me. I don't
know what came over me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I let myself get caught up in the moment so much that I stopped paying attention to how you were feeling, and I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean to reduce you to, like, a piece of meat or anything.
Such a sweet boy. I've gone and made you feel like this, and I didn't mean to lose myself like that. I'm so sorry.
Do you still want to continue? I completely understand if you don't. I can get off right now, and we can just cuddle, or... You want me to keep going?
Okay. That's good to hear. You know, I should leave this moment to you.
It's not a conquest for me to take like some Amazonian warrior. This is your moment.
My sweet boy. I'm going to lower myself back over your cock and just let my pussy rest over it. If you'll allow me, I'll align it so that your tip is right in line to where it needs to be. There. Feels good, right? Now, I'm going to lean forward and kiss you. When you're ready, I want you to thrust yourself upwards. Fill me and take me as yours.
A condom? Really? This late in the game and you're asking about a condom? I mean, don't worry. I'm on the pill. I don't care if you come the second you put it in. I don't care if you fuck me for hours on end. As long as it's you, I'm fine with anything that happens from here on out.
Just let yourself go and learn to just live in this moment. My love.
Oh! Fuck!
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, come on, don't stop thrusting. Oh. Oh, I thought I was keeping you on the edge, but oh, I was really testing my whole limits. Oh, come on. Oh, keep going. Oh, just like you're doing, yes. Oh, this cock is perfect. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, everything I've needed. Oh, you are what I've needed. Oh, for so long, what I've needed has been right in front of me. Oh, please, please, please keep fucking me. Oh, this is everything I don't do with me. Oh, 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 my fucking pussy, baby. Oh, my sweet, oh, good boy. Oh, my Marvin, wonderful, amazing, darling. Oh, my boy. Oh, my boy. Oh, my God, boy. Oh, please. Fine. Oh, I'm gonna get you somewhere. Oh, I'm gonna get closer, ready. Oh, my God. What can you do? Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, my God, whatever you want. I'm gonna go and shoot your cum inside me. Oh, mark my fucking size with every drop you have in those balls. Make me yours. Please. 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 Oh my god, feel it coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, come. Do it. Do it. Do it. Feel it coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh god, I can feel it throbbing in me. Oh, it's so fucking warm. Oh, it's so good. say that? My love? I... Well... Maybe you are. Maybe I... do love you. What do you think about that, huh? You've been everything to me over the last year, and now I... Well, you can add the best fuck ever to that list, so... Maybe I should just stop before I dig myself any deeper. Let's just... hold each other for now. Oh. Come nuzzle yourself between my breasts. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, it's a bad idea to talk about heavy feelings with all these endorphins running through your mind, but... I mean, there's probably a lot of truth in me saying that, but... Let's talk about this tomorrow morning over some of your homemade pancakes, okay? I want mine with chocolate chips and some whipped cream. You won't forget, right? Make sure to make it with lots of love, like you always do. My sweet, good.